ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Pukulba means happy.
Word Up, bringing you the diverse languages of Black Australia. One word at a time.
Kinagai.
Birluin.
Walter.
Kalang.
Badjili.
Ngalungir.
Bambach.
Dyangye.
Injamara.
Guram.
Mijal.
Reipiri.
Ngargu Chainama.
Gani Warangung.
Munyip.
Dominiyalka. Wakaniniana.
Wardadoia.
Ngundingi Dangan.
Wukuk.
Kuwayu.
Delkup.
Diepa.
Murupuk.
My next word in Gunglu is Munujalpari. Munujalpari means catfish. So it's actually made up of two parts. We've got the buddy, which is a ending suffix that means with or having, can be used to describe a feature about someone or something. And then Munujal is a mustache. I chose this word because it's interesting that the old people, when they first saw a catfish swimming along the river, that they looked at it and the most prominent feature was the mustache, the little whiskers or barbs that come out of the catfish's mouth. And that feature was prominent enough to name the animal after that. English uses a slightly different metaphor. English speakers have looked at that fish and thought, that looks like a cat, I'll name it the catfish. Whereas the Gunglu people gone, oh, that fish, that yuna, looks like it's got a little mustache, so I call him Munujalpari. I think for me, learning how to speak Gunglu goes hand in hand with learning culture at the same time. So part of that is spending time on country, talking to the old fellas, talking to each other, among us young ones as well. You know, going out on country, learning about the different plants and animals. It's kind of a way to bring us together. For language specifically, it encodes things about our culture that we just can't talk about in the same way as English. Where there are words in Gunglu that translate to multiple words in English, that kind of gives us a clue of how those words are connected together. And then there are other words where there might be just one word for it in English, but there might be two or three or maybe even four different words for it in Gunglu. Those are clues into our culture. So some of that knowledge is things that we've been taught as we've been growing up. But it's been through the lens of English. So now we have words to put to it. For me as well, someone who is living off country at the moment, it's a way to connect to country and to connect to community and to connect to the old people. Even though I'm walking on a different country, I've still got that language up in my head. Able to talk in language, whether it's in person or online. No matter where I go in the world, that language is always going to connect me back to country and back to community and back to the old people. Ngaya Gari Chuda Smith, Ngaya Gangalu Barada Yimin Goreng Goreng. Ngana Da Weno.
Word Up, bringing you the diverse languages of Black Australia, one word at a time.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.